Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is Fire Meeting over the radio. Hallelujah. Thank you for waiting. The Holy Spirit is waiting. The presence of God is waiting for us, and it's just amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus is Lord. Pick up your holy body and let's pray together. I trust that you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. You know, water is the best food for our body, and I trust you followed that great advice of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have been 10 minutes late, please, and I want us to get into the Spirit and pray, connect in the Spirit and pray, wherever you're listening from, in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Today, we will continue our topic on godly prosperity. Today we'll be looking at first fruits. And so you just stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost as we get moving in the Spirit this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. La seva jubikma antome kebeju sektombra athaliza kataya. Mashebra do gerebenglo omaka satembo bavukuse brida do krondo bronda la kantesha kelbrisha. Namanas ke prato se peniri kretisko shedema romaka sap shamande bede bedika tusket no prondo badume kika soke degreduze ke la mamanja kala pada badim. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Neseira grande de Greek is koskon jubik mo kokne gringolo mo mosagro ne nisike jokolo mamapa. Natasare bradeko. Name Prandala Kamene for Sokle Hikibora Manana Bahaya. Naptaba Komo Mokono Mondemvre Tekiso Koskoja Big Mountain Girigiki Krisko Skoboja Ketlectoma Namon Kanam and Paktaza Ket Legadesh Kokoba Lahaya. Rathanteke Sikshikipo Kot Noman the Neng Epshusi Kipik Mongla Aktam and Jikit Loktoma Noma Zukshisi Kingi Big Monzoda Bonoma Makama Lama Kambala Manga the Book Moshena Mena Vroda. E chi può coro mo nombe be gigi gigi caro mo cuse che ne mo gune mo coro ma mahaia. E che i bavatama la mascheri. Robre ginda cucusecci sec dengre talaca. Cimp si chi soccin ze bec mongo boc mondo le mec humbeg mi gigi le calove le lavocan gecito in chi cananance che feri vigedi boc moshaname dene macaba lagari. Arabak moshene megedi bogore me kesu kigi big mava lama kambala maki ka sega degelo brondolo mamahaya. Enki po de venemo conjuga de bek monjerengra atana mamashare bredose ketnende bek mojere bana mama kabalaba teba kusele bademvo. Rongegra enki sokun shindigra antuki kola mek monzo beve kipekumbava. Nare ke sigre e cobla aia. Name pare de risic si sic tere in the nombre eng tongla accinge gadombre in denge le pecum de zubijuki calamasare. Monkere veda glacisoc si sepec no poranara. Ram tebra duze keke joctoma nombre enki camoshek tengre dica zocolo mamara badacashere. Nombre enki bora mamashanda balebre docube dembre denge zikike le cusa. Brandora mo secre, gradica sabra doca pala man shane makipa so ke bena ma malagri. Stir yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Ruprega dengo sanama kipro de la malingre du soxi si picori menendo brandala makasi ke de boca. Me piki bova shitinavinda brahmana me seca juke la cobra antare seca le kizis asuba la mahaya. Nakama le kusha. Rube che tenno men croduse che clecova su pic monde che netoro monza carandi ricchico socco sciuberi barandano mamahaya. L'ottobre de canseca giuchi camanda bonte vedichi su xu soctoma rupaca. Sheiba cotendo bedembre bec moshano maman camalibre de coba secere gringri gradosa. Shame para na ten catica six xu socoru men coda menendo bacana mamata rebusicere. Renteri soko giuse che keramata, rakanje ketongre di gazuki jaru mama kama seke bedome kenimo koma moshabadi. Prado Sedabek Mok Mokomba de Bain Dobregi Kopoloma Shanengra Akamari Niki Bala Makoba Shekadigiri Rubradane Makman Jeket Leko Duze Ket Thiva Ruma Mankamala Man Jekedagiri Sokla Akibaya Ma seke big monve de mengre ik sok shoze begerem branda lama king jokchen jose mek me kinga zu kat loge de boka venga ve kishu sike big monda belama kabashalega de ko soda babara ore mese kikre dike zuki jakura mantama lama kabalabadi iki bok mo joda bok mo jiki di bok and the vera bek in shakona medena branda la mama kabalabadi Messega diga diga dodosh kot noko de kala ki saleble leshu pe kik la losa vanaman seke meshiki big mola vandama rama seke degre deka soro babana me kethereba iki boshe iki barama tama rama seke tembore me ten ten sen kerebek mashana mapala ne mere makore bre deken sekere mama kura mama shana bademboro momo koba E kira du se kere neendoro bak mo shekere ma makaba. Ne ke bek mo shet. Ruba kantama rama teke seke le geregere gradela mo mo koba ba shanabahe. Uyu bek mo shishi ki pek mo kama tobe de deska. Lubra de ken shanko den de reken tokshin sin ki bopa la nana makaba shekere. The presence of God is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rombalene fedeka suction seleka. Brandek and teko sakte meribik masa teripik mo soro brandal ikrato sekereba batamare da rushik. Rombek merema panamare. Eki bora tari sexu sobrente regra dantena me sokere menengre dishek. Robek manjirebek mo sala mama kalabade. Ika bag moza kelebek mo sokore na teka. Ramase keri bradosa. Mareka seke di soko shupiki nitira rombre de koserema na mankama tebre duze kele ke suki li babaha. Naske bo ko shegedema, stay yourself up in the Holy Ghost as we get into the session of interceding for our loved ones in a moment. Falskesh ubenime koma de mo sekele bek mo salabahaya. Na makaba sheke. Be kere bokosa. Vana mama kama de buk mo jede ke buk mo shishindi buk mo zala bare. Eke de bekar. Bro toko soro bakasa. Iki bota na ma satama ne ma re bredo ko buk mo sherab. Dek pek mo shadababa la maha kama mama seke de brede ken sole brede giribalo mama karusa kre sokshin zegre de dengra halabaya. Nem brodoge ne mek me shole pekeke, sadende vredengi zekuje kekena momo kombo roma mankana mamanga ba libre doze kekele mo sava la bahaya. Eki bo tarasin de grede gishokshun ziki li bo kana matama repoku soko jude kelepada. Robre ke thoro mamon sekele nenda ha. His presence is here, glory to God. La de so kekronduse kenema mando broduse kelepapaya. Father, we pray for all our loved ones this morning in the name of Jesus. All our loved ones, Sabi Kabo Shonomo Koba Dome Reki Sakula Bahaya. Wherever they are and whatever they are doing right now, we pray for them that the light of your love will shine on their hearts, that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened by the Spirit of God, that they would receive your gift of salvation. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray that your light will shine and that every darkness in their hearts will disappear. And we pray that every doubt, every unbelief, every reason why they've been resisting the gospel, may that be the reason why they would receive. May the eyes of understanding be enlightened to receive. It's our prayer, precious Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Wherever they are, we cover them. We cover them. In intercession this morning, we cover them. We cover them. We stand in the gap on their behalf. All our loved ones around the world, wherever they are. O se le vento makura basateba luma rantaraba. They are coming to the knowledge of the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Prodes kibarama vantama lebra. Nakama lepa kandebra do seke lepashke. Monze ke dembro do ke me seke rebanda vrekeko solo brada ki salabare. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everyone of our loved ones, we pray for them this morning. Their eyes of understanding be enlightened. We pray for ourselves that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, that we will function in the resurrection power. We will function in the blessings that God has given to His people. And it will be a witness to them. And we thank you for it, precious Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Every blindfold we command to be removed. Every hard heart we command to be transformed into a heart of flesh, into a heart that has compassion for the things of God and that understands the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' precious, precious, holy name. Amen. Now, before we get into the word this morning, which I'm very excited about, because this period we're talking about godly prosperity, and today we're looking at the subject, first fruits. Before we do, let's just meditate on the word Ephesians 3:20. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think through the power that is at work in us. God is able to do. Think of those words as you say it. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work in us. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever think, above all we could ever ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us, that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you causing God's power to work in you? When you get up to pray in the Spirit, you are putting God's power to work in you. When you do things in the Bible, you are putting God's power to work. When you confess scriptures, you are putting God's power to work. When you act in love, you are putting God's power to work. Now, I have to really deliberate on that word, act in love. When I mean act in love, means putting action to the things of God as He's instructed us. He said love never fails. You see, He says love endures. He says love suffers, bears all things, believes all things. And when you put action to that, you are putting God's power at work in you. Everything you do in the Bible, you put God's power at work in you. Good. Let's read Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 9. Key verse this morning as we talk about first fruit. What is first fruit? What is first fruit? Now, the word first fruit came as a result of the main profession of the Israelites, God's servants. Most of them were farmers and shepherds. And that was the main occupation that they had those days. So the word first fruits came from that. Now, when you tell a farmer first fruits, he can understand it more than a banker. He can understand it more than a doctor. He can understand it more than a public speaker, etc. First fruit just means your first increase, your first turnout, your first profit of your increase. Of your increase as first fruits. And to really enlighten us more, when we talk about first fruits, the very Greek word is reshith. Now, that means I like what it means in English. It means first in place. Can you see that? First fruits means first in place, first in order, first in rank, first fruit. I told you we are made for the top. I told you we are first class. Why? Because we have to give also from where we are. See, you speak from where you are, you see from where you are, you understand from where you are. And when the Bible says we should give first fruits, it's because we are first of His creatures. In the book of James chapter 1, the Bible says, of His own will begat He us, that we should be the first of His kind, or the first fruits of His creatures. That's James 1 verse 18. Of His own will He begat us to be first fruits. His first fruit. Hallelujah. You see, in creation, we were His first fruits. In redemption, Christ was His first fruits. Redemption means the story of salvation, how God saved the entire human race. The process of saving the entire human race, God gave birth to a son. According to the Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 14, He said, and the Word of God became flesh. So God gave birth to a son when the Word that God speaks became flesh. And that was His first son. You see, that was His first son. Now you have to think with me. You have to keep those words in your heart. His first son. You know, and in the book of John's Gospel particularly, if you get into some other translation, it says first and only begotten. First and only begotten. Now, as at that time He was first and only begotten, but after God sowed His first fruit, which is Jesus Christ, He has got so many sons. I am a son of God. And if you are listening to me, you believe in Jesus Christ, you've received Him, you are a son of God. Now, being a son of God does not qualify us by gender. You see, it only qualifies us by His purpose and His love. Son of God is not a male child. Son of God is someone who's born in God's image and likeness and representing the kingdom of God. Reshit, first fruits. Reshit, first in order, first in place, first in rank. And there's another word here. It says chiefest. In other words, the most important. First fruit means principal thing. Now, with all these words, you would have stumbled, or I shouldn't use the word stumble, you would have come to the reality and the realization of the meaning of first fruit. Reshit, it means first in order, it means first in rank. Now, what is the Lord saying to you this morning? Reading Proverbs 3 verse 9, He says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. First fruit is like an insurance for the overflow and for the continuing supply of the Holy Spirit in the area of your needs, in the area of your finances. First fruit is like an insurance. First fruit is like a seed that goes before. It's a principle for your barns to overflow. It's a principle for the wine that you have in your life to overflow. Hallelujah. First fruits. Many years ago, I never heard about first fruit taught, but in a very big church where I was going, I took an envelope, and I remember vividly, very well, as though it was yesterday, I took an envelope to give my first fruit. And this is going to be ridiculous when I tell you about this, because many people think, you know, some pastors just teach and I don't know, they do not do the word, or they just have the knowledge of it. Not me, excluded. You see, Paul said in his letter to Timothy, he says the husbandman first ought to be partaker of the produce before he gives. Most of the things that I share that the Holy Spirit gives opportunity to share by His blessed name, most of the things I have experienced and walked with God. So, many years ago, the very first time I gave my first fruits, it's amazing, because in my home, I've never heard anybody talk about first fruits, and in the church, I have not heard anyone speak about first fruits, and this would be somewhere 2000 and early 2000, and I got my salary, a wonderful bonus, and then the entire salary for that matter, and I took the envelope and everything in my mind telling me, you are a fool, how could you do this, who's gonna give you transportation, how will you recharge your phone, and many other things, you know, coming in my mind. But I said to myself, he is first for me, is he first in place and first in order? And no one taught me, no one told me. I took everything, put it there, it bulged out in the envelope, I don't care, I was so excited, and I closed it and I wrote on it first fruits. I never saw first fruit option on the envelope in that church when I gave that fruit, when I gave that seed. And I laid it on the altar and I prayed and I was so happy and I gave it. Something happened to me. I became lighter in the things of this world. The desire, it just cut off, you know. I became free. There is some very radical giving that takes us to the next level of our spiritual lives, and most of those giving is not inspired by someone talking to you and asking you to give. It is your spirit that challenges you to give. I read a couple of one or two scriptures so that you can understand about his first fruits. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, when the Bible talk about wisdom is a principal thing, is giving you the importance of first fruits in the book of Proverbs 4 verse 7. See, therefore get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding. How would you put first fruits in this, in the importance of wisdom? The importance of wisdom in the life of a believer. That's how important first fruit is. Is their rank, first in rank, first in place, first in order, first. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Again, the kingdom of God places in the first rank. The first rank, first in order, first in place, first. What you're giving to God is not the money that is important, is not the gift that is important, is not the land that is important, is not the house that is important, but is your heart putting Him first that is important. This January, I come to you with the anointing of the Spirit of God, and I say to you, as the Spirit of God challenges you, put Him first in rank and in order. Receive your gift. Give Him. Put Him first. As you give Him, the Bible says, your vine will be filled and your barns will overflow. Why? He takes care of the rest. He is number one in our lives. When I gave that, I was released. I knew I was going to bless my world. I have been talking before ever we pastor a church. I have been talking about being a blessing to my world. The very first time I will have opportunity to share my testimony, the first two lines I said, I thank the Lord for making me a blessing in this world. And the pastor was looking at me, and after I said my testimony, he called me and he said, why did you say you were a blessing to the world? And we started to talk, and from that place I became a friend to the pastor in the church. And you see, I've been talking this way. I told my brother the same thing. Well, a man of faith will see, a man of faith will know what God will use his life for. And I did, and I did not keep quiet. This morning, every one of you listening to me from all around the world, you are a blessing to your family. You are a blessing to your loved ones. And you must do what God wants you to do. This Jan, you must shake your body and you must lead in the example of putting God first in rank and order and in place. The chiefest of your possessions, the very most important of what you've got is God. And then you're putting voice to it by putting that act. Father, I pray for every king and priest of the Most High God listening to me right now over the radio. Everyone whose heart is turned and everyone who understands what your spirit communicates. First fruits. I pray for them. Thank you, Lord. and help each one of them to release themselves to this level, to this realm of Reshit, where they give the very, very first. They give the very, very first of the increase. They give the very, very first of the increase. I pray for each one of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, because your word never falls to the ground. We give you praise. Every evil dream, every evil communication of the devil, this is the hour, this is the time you are strangled at the sound of my voice. You are burnt and destroyed. Every plans of the enemy against your family, every plans of the enemy against your children, I destroy it at the voice of God. In Jesus Christ's name, be destroyed from the root, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Only the plans of God will prosper. Only the things of God will prosper in your life and in the life of your children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fresh anointing from your presence for every one of your kings and priests of the Most High God. Listening to me, fresh anointing, wherever they are, fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh anointing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. First fruits is just amazing. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Anyway, I've got a few announcements for you, and I'm going to start with the TAN Radio offering. The TAN Radio offering, I told you last week, is the third Friday of every month. So we are introducing an offering day in TAN Radio one Friday of the month, and that's the third Friday. This month, we have passed the third Friday, and I announced to you last Friday that we're going to do this month's TAN Radio Offering Day this Friday. So prepare yourself to give for TAN Radio. And you know, we are expanding and we're doing great things in the name of the Lord, and we thank God for it, that you're part of it, and you would respond to that. And the ways to give is to go through our website. You see our account details there. You can transfer from wherever you are. You can transfer. You can as well write to us if you are not able to get that, and we will help you with the information that is required for your TAN Radio offering. Now, it's very important that if you are blessed by TAN Radio and you want it to increase, that you respond on the third Fridays of TAN Radio Offering Day. It's very important for that. Now, I am so excited to speak to you about 7 days of praise plus 7 days to a better life. I've been thinking how we're going to club this in 7 plus 7, 14. How we're going to club this? So the Lord, this morning while I was preparing to come online, the Lord gave me a kind of permission from my spirit to separate both days. So we're going to do 7 days of praise first, and after 7 days of praise, we're going to do 7 days to a better life. Now, 7 days to a better life is going to be starting 1st of February. 1st of February. Why 7 days of praise starts 25th of Jan, and that's just 2 days to go. Get ready, and the time over the radio, it's only exclusively for the kings and priests of the Most High God connecting over the radio. So 7 days of praise is exclusively a radio program. 12 a.m. every midnight, Indian Standard Time. I don't know what the time will be over there where you are, but 12 a.m. I'm on. Praising the Lord, and just praising the Lord, and just praising the Lord. And I think I'm going to give the lines open up. Also, if you've got to say something, mostly we're going to announce that if the lines are going to be opened up for calling for the program. 7 days of praise starting 25th of Jan 2018. Do not miss it. And that's 12 a.m. past midnight. That's the morning, 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. we're going to be having this wonderful 1 hour praise for the next 7 days, from 25th to the 31st of January. Do not miss that. Now, lastly, TAN Radio Christian Forum. I want you to be part of TAN Radio Christian Forum. We've put out the question. I have not gotten your answer yet. You've got to answer. You cannot listen to the Word of God again and again and again and again without answering. You've got to answer. You've got to answer. Why do you go to church? You've got to answer. Send your answer. And you see, you can send your answer by text. We would prefer if you send your answer also by your voice, because we've got only one answer now. Only one answer we've got. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. I'm leaving you, kings and priests of the Most High God, with a beautiful song this morning by Ezekiah Walker, Every Praise. I want you to enjoy this, and we will see you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part of Fire Meeting this morning. Jesus is Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy this wonderful song by Zakiah Walker, Every Praise.
Every word of worship,
with one accord.
this.
Partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.